We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward. A former Wichita police officer who wounded a 9-year-old girl when he fired at her family's dog has pleaded not guilty to aggravated battery. Dexter Betts entered the plea Wednesday. Prosecutors say Betts shot at a Wichita family's miniature English bull terrier twice on December 30th. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says the girl was sitting on the floor next to the dog when it moved and Betts fired. Two men are dead after two semi-trucks collided on U.S. 54 near Cullison in Pratt County Wednesday afternoon. This is in western Kansas. The Highway Patrol says the driver and only occupant of one semi, 36-year-old Patricio Maturino of El Paso, Texas, died at Pratt County Hospital. A passenger in one of the trucks, 42-year-old Arturo Mora of Chaparral, New Mexico, died at Kingman County Hospital. And the other driver was taken to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita in critical condition. Authorities say a Kansas police officer died when his motorcycle crashed into another vehicle that had slowed to avoid a pedestrian walking on the roadway. The pedestrian was later arrested and faces charges of second-degree murder and pedestrian under the influence. 48-year-old Concordia officer Mark Henry was killed Monday afternoon on Highway 81 in Ottawa County in northeast Kansas. A West Virginia man pleads guilty to burning his girlfriend to death.
Dwayne Michael Lane pleading guilty Tuesday to murder and other charges against the advice of his attorney. The 48-year-old dousing Belinda Cox with gasoline in September, then set the victim on fire in front of her daughter and her niece. Cox died about 2 weeks later in a hospital. Police believe Lane burned his girlfriend during an argument in their home. Lane also pleading guilty to child neglect and domestic battery. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Candidates fear for their lives as Mexico's election season heats up.
In a nation where mayors are 12 times more likely to be killed than citizens, voters wonder who will actually be on the ballot for Mexico's elections July 1st. It's the biggest in Mexico's history. 3,400 offices are up for grabs. Every political party, regardless of affiliation, has endured death in the lead-up. At least 600 candidates have backed out due to violence. A Mexico City public policy group estimates that at least 113 candidates, current and former politicians and staffers, have been murdered this season alone. The government's tally, which tracks candidates only, lists 34 assassinations officially. The situation is so bad that volunteers won't even hand out flyers. Analysts believe criminal drug cartels and organized crime are behind many of the slayings. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A stretch of hot and dry weather is going to take us throughout the rest of the week and right on into the weekend. As a ridge of high pressure builds into the central part of the country, we get to about 97 for the high. Clear and warm overnight, our low 74. Sunny and hot on Friday with a high 97. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 75 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. It's 7:33 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, June 14th, 2018, Flag Day. And also it was on this date in 1954 that President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a measure adding the phrase "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance. So when you pledge allegiance to the flag, "under God" was started in 1954. A young woman endured an exhausting ordeal when she got her head caught stuck in a truck's oversized tailpipe at a Minnesota music festival.
Really?
Firefighters used a power saw to free the woman from her predicament at last weekend's Winstock Music Festival in Winsted, about 40 miles west of Minneapolis. Video of the rescue was posted on Facebook. It's unknown how the woman ended up with her head in a tailpipe.
I think I know.
But alcohol may have been a factor.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The McLeod County Sheriff's Office says she was cited for underage drinking and escorted out.
Well, at least it didn't happen in Kansas.
Well,
we had tailpipe We had the guy having relations with a tailpipe earlier just a couple months ago. So.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
It's the year of the tailpipe, apparently.
Yeah, apparently people, what is it with tailpipes? They're nasty. Exhaust fumes come out of.
It's an opening. Humans will do anything to an opening.
There you go. A routine bathroom break for a miniature poodle in the Twin Cities area turned fatal after an encounter with an aggressive deer. The Pioneer Press reports Jill Wilson watched in horror as her 14-year-old dog Pepper was killed June 3rd near Owosso in Shoreview, Minnesota. Wilson had let this little dog out that morning but didn't notice the doe in her yard. Pepper ran toward the deer, which rose up onto its hind legs and beat the dog with its hooves. Yikes. Deer were just these nice, sweet, little complacent animals that never got upset, like Bambi.
I'll tell this lady that.
Wilson says she took Pepper to a vet, but the only option was to euthanize Pepper. Wilson says she's lived in the area more than 30 years and had never seen such an aggressive deer. Of course, we see deer around here. Now, it seems like this last season we didn't see as many deer running, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's because it's a doggone dry and the deer haven't been cavorting about. But, you know, I've seen deer in West Wichita in residential areas. I've seen deer run right down through the city. Mm-hmm. And they all seem like they're frightened to death of people. But this one did a number on that little poodle. The another disturbing story that we've had on our news today is about this police officer who's charged with firing his gun at a little dog. I mean, there's a little girl there, and she's got this little dog. It's what was it, an English miniature English bull terrier or something? Little dog. And he shot at this thing twice because it moved. That's a weird story. I don't understand that at all. The little girl was injured, not badly, but the little girl was injured. That is bizarre, and I think most police officers are saying, what's wrong with that guy? You got to show some restraint in every situation, especially if it was a Doberman or a German Shepherd, maybe. But this apparently is a very small dog. Interesting. Did you hear the story we just did on this was good. The story we just did on Mexico. That country has so many problems. You know, you can connect the dots why people are leaving there and wanting to get to the U.S. And we think we've got a crime rate here. Mexico, apparently the drug cartels and the drug lords are everywhere controlling everything.
Some parts of the country, bad situation.
What was that statistic that a mayor in Mexico is like 12 times more likely than a common citizen to be murdered?
Yeah.
So if you're a public official down there, an elected official, you're taking your life in your own hands.
Yep.
Now, they say politics is rough in the U.S. That's true, but
not compared to some other places.
I mean, Jeff Longwell doesn't have to worry about that kind of thing, usually, or anybody running for office. We'll get verbal with each other. We'll get testy with each other. We'll trade back and forth, but these people in Mexico,
that's a whole different situation.
What kind of a democracy do you have if your life is threatened for running for office? And they said they even threaten people who hand out flyers about voting.
Mm.
There's some real thugs down there. Mm. That's a tough place. Mm. All right, 7:37 now, Steve and Ted. And it's a very warm morning, and we've had some warm days recently.
And it's really going to heat up today.
You know, and the thing is, when it gets that hot, it not only is it uncomfortable, not only do you perspire, but it can be, life-threatening because of the heat being what it is. Now, the Salvation Army folks are partnering up, as they have in the past, with Westar Energy and also with Westlake Ace Hardware Stores in Wichita, and they are handing out free fans.
Mm-hmm. Something they do every year.
They do it every year. And today is the big day downtown from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Salvation Army City Command Complex. That's at 350 North Market in downtown Wichita. And if you provide an ID, proof of address, an electric bill, then you get a fan. And Westar's gift of fans, part of a $60,000 fan contribution distributed throughout the communities it serves. So they are distributing fans all over the place. I'm sure they get a good deal. I mean, they have stacks and stacks of these box fans, and they're ready to help people out. And it's just, it's something nice, I think. Salute Salvation Army, Westar, and Ace Hardware for doing
it. Certainly they could help somebody's situation out if they're living in a place without air conditioning.
You ever been
when it gets this hot?
Well,
That's not a good situation.
We pretty much take air conditioning for granted.
Sure, we do.
I do.
Well, we all do.
You do, but most of us do. I can remember, though, the first the house that we lived on, my brothers and I and parents, and down on Spruce, near the old Willard School down that way. We lived at on Spruce Street, and that house was a two-story house. It was not air-conditioned.
Wow.
We had fans. An oscillating fan. Mm-hmm. But we also had, in the living room where we had the TV, there was a box. It was a cooler. It was a water cooled cooler. It was like a big fan that went in the window. A hose came up to it and dripped water into the bottom of it.
Yeah,
and it blew the wind, the breeze over the water. And if you were within about 20-30 feet of that thing, it was nice. It was nice and cool. But we didn't have air conditioning. Of course, you get upstairs in the summertime, it can be a little warm up there. But anybody without air conditioning, and you look at the folks who don't have homes and what they have to deal with. But,
well, of course, it wasn't until just a few years ago that many Wichita schools were not air-conditioned.
Well, and good point.
That only got done just a few years ago.
I went through junior high and high school in Wichita, and we didn't have air conditioning in the schools. Most of the teachers would have some sort of fan, a box fan or something like that. To keep things under control. And if you have to get out and get into this stuff, make sure, I'm a big proponent of this, get plenty of water. Hydrate, because that helps. You may not think you're losing losing water or moisture if you're inside, but you can. And if you start feeling headachy
and drowsy,
get the water. All right. There you go. There are health tips for today, Ted. Make it 7:40 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. He's going to talk about an equity bank expansion.
Okay.
That's coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.